Easter Sunday. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hey, I want to come in. You don't have to stand at the door. There's plenty of space. But I want to talk to you about the journey with Jesus on the road to Emmaus. We all know, I would say, the story of Easter quite well. And the story is one that gets us to this point on Sunday. Jesus was crucified and he hung on a cross until he died. But the cross remains empty as he was laid in a tomb to rest for 3 days. But then, as you heard in the reading this morning, the tomb was found to be empty also. An empty cross, an empty tomb. Why? Because Jesus is alive. He is risen from the grave. So today, briefly, we're going to take the walk on the road to Emmaus. You heard the story Paul read from Luke chapter 24, and I'd encourage you, perhaps sometime today, to read Luke 24 together as a family. Two friends are walking and talking. They're disciples of Jesus. They are debating with emotion. It says in the scripture that they were talking back and forth, but the language means they were debating with emotion. Not arguing, but there was tension in their conversation. And suddenly, Jesus appears in their midst, walking with them on the road to Emmaus. And the scripture tells us that their eyes were kept from recognizing him. They did not know. Even as disciples, they did not know it was their Lord and Savior. You know, I think about this and I think, you know what? I think sometimes God clouds our vision to keep us in a space of confusion for a time. Not because he's mean and nasty, but because he wants to lead us each to a place of revelation. Revelation that becomes life-changing when our eyes are opened. But I'd also say something else. I would encourage you that Jesus also walks with people who do not yet see him. Think of people you know. Think of people in your family. Think of people in your neighborhood. Jesus, I'm sure of this, Jesus walks with people who do not yet see him. Their lack of recognition does not limit him in his desire to walk with them. I don't want you to miss the significance of what would have been the topic of conversation the last 3 days these men had endured: an empty cross, an empty tomb. Jesus comes to explain the scriptures to them, revealing scriptures that reveal a Messiah who would suffer before he entered glory. It was in the text. And knowing Jesus, knowing that these men were his followers, men of Jewish culture who were raised with the scriptures, knowing that was their grid, he uses scripture to explain the promise of the Messiah and what would come. And I was thinking about this, you know, if they were farmers, I think Jesus would have used agriculture to explain the story. If they were tax collectors or accountants, maybe he would have used numerology to explain. What's my point? Jesus will use what your grid is to bring you to a place of understanding. These men were Jewish men who knew the scriptures. So it leaves me asking you, what's your grid? How is Jesus talking to you? Are you listening? The story comes to a point of what I'm calling the climax, where they're in a house sharing a meal. They were walking and the men invited Jesus to stay the night with them. And it says this in the Bible: as Jesus broke bread, their eyes were opened. As he blessed it and shared it, they recognize he is the Messiah. And there are a couple of benefits I want to highlight for us recognizing Jesus as our broken bread. The first one is obviously that our eyes get opened. God is the one who opens eyes. God is the one who brings a spiritual awakening. This is very similar to one of my favorite stories from Luke 15 with the young son who runs away from home and squanders his inheritance. It says at a point in that story that he turned and his heart was changed. He came to his senses. That's an example of a spiritual awakening. God is the one who brings people to a place of spiritual awakening. We should be excited about that. It's this flash of moment in our heart where we have a heart-to-heart connection with the God who created us, and we come to a place where we receive revelation. Jesus is the Son of God. It's a coming home moment. It's a coming alive moment. The second thing the scriptures tell us is it says that they knew him. And I looked into what this means, and when it says they knew him, it's not just, oh, they recognized him. It's a deep knowing, it's a personal knowing, and it's a mutual knowing. It means we know each other. It's about conveying a coming to perceive and to understand, to be awakened to who the person is. And one author describes it this way. He says, we come to know him as he already knows us. You know, I want you to be encouraged, because this is an amazing blessing for you. As you walk with your family, as you walk with people you know in your community, as you work with people who may not yet recognize or come to know Jesus as he knows them. Because it means every person in town has an invitation to come to a place of awakening where they can know him as he knows them, to have their eyes open, to be spiritually alive, and that they would know Jesus as their friend. And then we come in the story to the whole point of what we've crafted this morning around. Jesus disappears. And there's one phrase that Luke used that really stirred me as we planned out our Easter weekend, and it's this phrase: did not our hearts burn? Did not our hearts burn when he was with us? What does it mean to have our hearts burning? Well, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, well, the heart in Scripture refers to the center of who we are. It's the depth of our person. It's the core of who I am, my identity, my personality, my nature, my weaknesses and my strengths and my culture and my family heritage and all those things that make me up is reflected in the heart of who I am. And my heart is burning because of Jesus. It means all of my life, all of my emotion, all of my passion, all of my knowing, all of me on fire. Why were they on fire? Perhaps it was a hot, sunny day in Israel. I don't think so. Was it because they were walking quickly? Well, I don't think so either. It wasn't the clothes they were wearing. It had something to do with the topic of conversation. But more than that, it had everything to do with who they were walking with. Did not our hearts burn when he spoke with us and he explained the scriptures to us? And this is the simplicity of Easter Sunday story for us this year. The simplicity of the hope that comes from an empty cross and an empty tomb. Easter Sunday is all about celebrating Jesus is risen. No longer on the cross. We don't have statues with him on the cross. Why? Because he's not there anymore. He's no longer in the tomb. He laid the clothes down and he left. As the angel said, why are you looking for the living among the dead? The grave is empty, friends. He's not in the grave anymore. He's walking. Here's my point this morning. He's walking with every single one of us. Do we see him? Do we listen to him? And do we allow him to set our hearts ablaze? The simplicity of the hope we find in the story today is Jesus is walking with us. Put yourself in the sandals of the two men that were walking that road that day, friends of Jesus. They'd spent 3 years following him in those dusty trails across Israel into Galilee, Samaria, back to watch the horror of what we know as Easter Friday. Many of them would have been eyewitnesses to the physical beating and the skin and flesh tearing abuse that Jesus suffered under the hands of the Roman guards. They probably were also living in horror because the Roman guards were walking around Jerusalem with blood on their hands looking for more. They possibly feared the Pharisees, who saw an opportunity to extinguish the flame of the light that Jesus put in his followers. And I would suggest, from the text, it would say that most of them were confused about the empty tomb that Mary discovered. No wonder they just went for a long walk on a deserted road in the afternoon. So as I close, let me ask you this. Where is Jesus in your walk? This passage shows us that even followers of Jesus can be blind to seeing him in the midst of their struggle. In the midst of your uncertainty, Jesus wants you to see him walking with you. In the midst of any fear that you're walking in your circumstances, I urge you to turn and see Jesus. If you do not feel safe from the oppression that crowds around you, the pressure of society and others in your life, then Jesus rose from the grave for you to be set free. Forget not the benefits of Jesus rising from the dead for you. Eyes are opened through spiritual awakening, eyes that truly come to a place where they know him. They know him in a deep way. They know him in a personal way. And they know him in a mutual way. We know him as he knows us. The disciples said, "Did not our hearts burn?" And when was it that their hearts burned? It was when they were walking with him. So Easter Sunday reminds us to walk with him, so that our heart could also burn as he lives with us. We're going to play a song now that we've prepared, and we've prepared it as one of those contemplative moments where you listen to the lyrics. The words, hopefully, will have an impact on you, but allow them to minister to you. So just sit in the space of the music and the song. And then perhaps you might come to be familiar by the end of the song, you might recognize the chorus, and you might speak those words as a silent prayer that Jesus would set your heart on fire. At the conclusion of the song, we're going to have a moment of silence. It's a practice that we're pressing into as a church, that we would come to the place where we would allow Jesus to minister to us in silence. And I just ask you to respect others in that space also, that just as we sit, we'll sit as long as we need to. We'll sit in silence and allow the Spirit of Jesus to come and set our hearts on fire.